So about to begin a brand new sugya on Daf Yoreh Beis. It's new because we're going to leave the world of Nezikin per se and enter into the world of Misa. But it's almost a continuation of some of the things we've been talking about, because it's still Chazal's last desperate attempt to find another scenario, another case of Hekshat and Miktas Nisko. So the Gemara attempts as follows. On Daf Yoreh Beis, Vesuleika, there's no other case except for that complicated numbers of the bar. Va'ika the following. Hodisanya, we learned in the following braisa. Hiku asar b'nei adam be'esem aklois. It's so sad, the story. 10 guys beat up one guy on the floor, and each one's banging him over the head and banging him on the stomach, on the back. Everyone's beating him up with another stick. Bein b'vazachas, bein b'zachar zeh umeis, kulan p'turin. So it doesn't matter how the person dies. It doesn't matter whether they were all hitting him simultaneously or they were hitting him one after another. Everybody's putter from Misa here. Now again, this is not exactly the pathway to Olam Haba or to Mafta Yona, but in terms of being Chayav Misa's Beisdin, nobody is Chayav Misa's Beisdin over here. That's the first view of the in the Braisa. I mean, remember Sarah says, no, not so simple. If they were one hit after another hit after another hit, and we could identify who gave the last zet that actually puts the guy over the top and actually kills him, means until the 10th guy hit him, he was still alive, because he barely breathing, but he was still halakhly alive, and then the 10th guy gave him a bang, and he dies. The last guy says, Rebbe Meser is chayav. Because he's the one who ultimately brought about his death. Obviously implying that what would Rebbe Yehuda ben Becerra say if it was simultaneous? Even Rebbe Yehuda ben Becerra would agree that what? That they're all puppets. So the Gemara is already presenting to us two different scenarios in the sugya of Hiku Esem Aklos. One is a case of the Vas Achas, and one is a case of Vazeh Achas. So the case of Vazeh Achazeh, we know exactly who put him over the top. We know exactly who was responsible for the last knock that stopped that heart. We know exactly who it was. In the case of Vasachas, it was all happening, Pshuto Kimashma, right? Kishma Kain, it was all happening at the same time. And it was really a combination of all of the above that ended up killing the person. So it comes to the Gemara and says, if it's Vasachazeh, then we have Machlaikis, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, and the Rabban. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says, Acharon Chayav, and the Rabban say, Kulon Turin. What's the issue? What are they fighting? What are they arguing about? What's the issue? What would you say the din is? If I were to ask you, is the first guy Rotzeach? No. Is the fifth guy Rotzeach? No. Is the tenth guy Rotzeach? Well, it sounds like, how do you define Rotzicha? Rotzicha means before and after. The person was alive. You did something, and now he's dead. That sounds like a pretty bare-bone definition of Rotzicha. So the person was alive, albeit he was bleeding and bruised and in terrible shape. But Lamaisi was alive. You hit him over the head for the last time, and now he's dead. So you're the Ritzeach, right? So why would anybody disagree with Rabbi Meir? Why would anybody say the Kulam Peturin? So anyone looked at Gemara Sanhedrin? And read the Rashi? So the Gemara Sanhedrin says that this machlokes revolved around the meaning of one word in Chumash. What's the one word? One word. Kol. The Torah says, Baruch Zeba, Ish Kiyacha Kol Nefesh Adam. So Kol is a very, very tricky word in Lashon HaKodesh, because Kol could mean all-inclusive, it means the entire thing, hakol, mikol, kol, mamasha, l'rabba says hakol, literally everything, or kol could almost mean, what? Almost like any, not every, but almost like any of something. That could also be called, feel mitzas could also be called kol. Any and every type of what you did will be chayav. So comes the Gemara and has a nuance, machlokes, mamash lashon hakodesh, how to touch up this phrase. You're writing an art scroll, chumash, and translated, ish kiyacha kol nefesh adam. So the Rabbanan understood it to mean kol hanefesh. That means you only call the ritzeach if you take a person who has an entire nefesh and you extinguish that entire nefesh. That's called the ritzeach in halacha. And the Chacham understood, a fellow who's been beaten up by 9 people already, he's already bleeding, bruising, who knows what's going to happen to him, he's already reached a point where 98% of his nefesh is gone. Now again, he's technically still alive, Right? If you want to mitzvah from for a minute, okay, they already have 10 guys. Okay, 11th guy. You need the 11th guy on the floor so they could technically, he's still alive. His wife is still an ish. He could still be the Baal Tekeah. I mean, assuming he can, he's still alive. He's not dead yet. He's not Metamei Meis yet. But on the other hand, his nefesh is already more than halfway gone. And therefore, the Rabbanan say, that's not called nefesh, kiyakin nefesh, kol nefesh adam. And therefore, you can be parted from a chiyam nisas beizdim.
And isn't there a din that
treifa? Wait. No, we have a long way to go. So we got the treifas in case. We got a long, long way to go. Okay? And Rabbi Yehuda ben Sarah said, no, you have the wrong pshat, the wrong taish in the word kol. Kol means a Russian kol dehu, even a little bit. It's like the Gemara says in this last week's parasha, it says, kol chelev. What does the Gemara say in the end of Yuma? Kol chelev, shavach esvei zlo sochelu. Kol means a fil rabo swa. Fil chatzishir. Even a mashu of chelev, if you're going to not chayu, but there's an isidirais. That's one of the sources from Yechon Shita, that chatzishir is also in the Torah. It says, kol chelev means even a mitzas chelev. So it's almost like the same machlekes. Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish. Shlokish says, no, that's not what kol chelev means. Kol chelev means the entire chelev. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you need the mikdash chelev. So it's almost like a similar kind of a machlekes. But it's not necessarily totally zebazeh, but it's a similar kind of machlekes. So the rabbanon are of the opinion that kulam turin, because you need kol nefesh, kol mamish, hakol mikol kol. And Rabbi Seira says, achron chayev, a feel of kol du nefesh. Even the smallest amount of nefesh left, there's 0.5% of nefesh left, and you're the one who puts them over the edge. You go from 0.001% nefesh to 0.0000 nefesh. So you stop that monitor. Now it's the gamri stopped. So you're the ritzach and you're chayvi. So that was the kudus hamachlekes we remember saying in the rabban. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Sarah Shita could have potentially been another option for our mishnah, because that mishnah talks about a guy who just puts the final touches on something and he becomes held responsible for the hakol mikol kol, no pun intended. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Sarah could have been an interesting application of this principle. Why don't you think it appears? What does the Gemara say? Why not? So the Gemara gives multiple reasons why this is not a good example. Number one, maybe the Mishnah is not even talking about what? That we're a miso. Is that ritzicha? When you learn Sanhedrin, you learn Sugiz of ritzicha. We're learning Bevakama. We're learning about Nezikin. So, with a little bit of a comment, we haven't talked about anything besides Ezekiel the whole year, right? Just trying to stick to the topic. So we're not talking about Ritzicha, therefore, this would not be a good option. Or, maybe other reasons this wouldn't be a good option for the Mishnah. Why? This would commit the Mishnah to a Das Yochid that we don't paskin like. You're going to make the Stam Mishnah go like Rabbi Yehuda ben Sarah, that's also unlikely. So Gemara has two technical, textual reasons on Yom HaBeis, why this case didn't make the mark. Why this is not a good candidate for our Mishnah. But whether or not it's a good candidate for the Mishnah, the Gemara is presenting the case, thus we better understand it. So we have a Machlokes with Rabbi Seirah and Rabban, we pretty much understand what's going on here. Bezech is there, pretty self-explanatory, Gemara said, and everything's. What's a little bit more confusing is the case of Basachas. What do we mean? Why is Basachas a little bit confusing? Which sheet is a little bit confusing in the Sugi Basachas? Whose sheet seems to be somewhat difficult to understand? Rabbi Meseira teaches up kol du nefesh. You don't really have to kill the entire nefesh. So according to Rabbi Meseira, so why if you have vasachas, why are you potter? According to Rabban, I got that. I can understand. It's only a chatzi nefesh. I got that. But according to Rabbi Meseira, why are you potter? So who's the first one to address this issue? Rashi. What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say on Bava Kama? What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? No. Turin? This is within Rabbi Yehuda ben Sarah. She'ein yadua ayadei min neharag. What's up, Rashi? Is it a halachic problem? It's a mitzvah problem. How in the world is Beis Din ever going to paskin the shaila as to who the ritzach is? 10 guys are hitting at the same time. So one guy's hitting on the head, one guy's hitting on the heart, one guy's hitting on the stomach, one guy's causing bleeding here. How, at the end of the day, cause of death, multiple wounds. How do you know who was the ultimate ritzach? There was a ritzach here. if Eliyahu Navi was watching this, or we had a really, really good camera, we had our, you know, we had our medical and technological equipment really, really in sync here, and we could really, really figure out who's Zetz, really put him over the edge, we really could make you Chanisa for that. No, problem, we have no idea, no way of measuring, no way of monitoring that, and therefore, Bitam Chisod of Mitzias, we're going to have to let them all go off scot-free, even according to Rebbe Seira. But Bikaron, in the world of Halacha, there's no real poter in Yikub Vasachas. In the worldview of the Rabbanon, there's a sugya of a halachic poter called Nefesh, Kol Nefesh, etc. But that only explains the case of Azechazet. In the case of Asachas, when this whole machlagis breaks down, and now we're dealing with just a Mitzias, says Rashi, so that's a Mitzias. Even Rebbe Seira has to live in the world of Mitzias. So the Mitzias dictates that we don't know how they mean Narag, so be it. And you do it, they mean Narag. That's how the sugya sizes up according to Rashi, at least Rashi and Baba Kama. But Rashi, Masechet Sanhedrin, has an entirely different picture. What does Rashi say in Masechet Sanhedrin? Says Rashi, at the very end of the Sefer of the Marmakonis, Kol du nefesh, this is Rabbi Sarah speaking, and therefore Yechaya for Zechaz, Afilim Itzasa, Umiyu Zot Rashi, but that's Rabbi Rabbi Sarah. We really should have killed all of you. Why should we have killed all of you? This is Rabbi Rabbi Seir speaking. No, help me along, Rabbi Seir. If you help Rabbi Rabbi Seir, you know what will happen to you? You'll become a what? What? Who knows? Well, if you help the B'nai B'Seira, and I'm saying Rabbi Rabbi Seir was one of them, if you help the B'nai B'Seira, you can become the Nasi of Yisrael. No one remembers the story. More in the sick pack of Sachem, that the B'nai B'Seira were the Nasiim, and it came, it was an Erev Pesach, Shechalis B'Shabbos, and it hadn't been that way in a long time, and no one can remember whether Pesach was Tocha Shabbos in it. The Mamash couldn't remember. It's been 20 years. No one remembers what happened last time. And there was a young man there who nobody knew who he was. What was his name? Hillel Bavli. Came from Bavel. He was from Chutz Laaretz. They said, yeah, what do Chutz Laaretz know? They don't know anything. Hillel Bavli gets up and he says, let me explain to you that it is Doicha Shabbos, and he brings a right from the Shabbos, the whole Shtilotayra. And the B'nai say, he's Tacha right. Now we remember, Tacha, you're right. We did bring Korban Pesach 20 years ago. You're right. What did they make him? Came the Nasi. That's it, become Rosh Hashiva. The more you know, there's no political, there's no money, there's no becoming son-in-laws, none of that. The more you know the things, then you become eligible to become the Rosh Hashiva. That's what the Gemara said, Befeirush. He was a stranger, he was a foreigner, no one had ever met him before. He became from nothing, he became the Rosh Hashiva because he knew the din. So you should stand aside, be nice to the Rebbe Seira, you may get a good position someday. Okay, so I don't even know that he was the same person. Rabbi Rebbe Seira, the Gemara says that he didn't even live in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says Rabbi Rebbe Seira, so it was a different time of his life, or it was a different person, I don't know. But the Rabbi Rebbe Seira, the Gemara has a story also about Korban Pesach. There's another fascinating story about him and Korban Pesach. Anyone knows that story? Have given himself what?
Tell.
Yeah, with the tail of the animal. Yeah. There was some troublemaker who was trying to make fun of the korban. It's not a guy. He was trying to eat from the korban Pesach, walking around telling everybody that he's Jewish. So he came to Rabbi Ben Seira, and he told Rabbi Ben Seira that I tricked the Jews. I went to Yerushalayim and I ate from the korban Pesach. You know, Torah says now I give it to a guy. So Rabbi Rebbe Seira asked him, did they give you the fatty part, the tail, like the alya, the really, really good shmacha part? So he said, no, they didn't give it to me. So he said, they didn't give it to you because they knew that you're not really Jewish. They didn't give you, they gave you the garbage. Go next time and ask them, next year, go ask them for the really good geshmacha, fatty chela of the alya. That, then they're going to give you a royal, then you'll see whether you're really a... So this guy comes, and he comes to Yerushalayim, and he asks for the fatty, for the chela, for the... He said, he doesn't know the chelim goes from the Mizbeach. So he said, there's something fishy here. So they checked out and they found out that he was a guy. And that's how he tricked him. So, okay, I can leave it here. No, pick up. Okay, good. Back to our story. So, we met Rabbi Rebbe Seira. That's what we got into this. So, we're trying to understand why did Rabbi Rebbe Seira say that everyone along the way is potter? So, Rashi and Baba Kama said that it's just a Metzias because you have no idea who to hold responsible. Rashi and Sanhedrin doesn't say that. Rashi Sanhedrin writes, the ish kiyake amarachamana v'loshnayim sheikuhu. It's a nuchish. It's a bamish. Yesh b'yayin, says Rashi. If you have multiple roitzchim, even though according to Rabbi Yehuda, each one is a roitzeach, you can't kill multiple roitzchim. You know why? Azach. Adin. Shnayim shes uus potter. Ish kiyake. Ish echad v'loshnayim. It's like ish bor v'loshnayim. That's it. Ish v'loshnayim. That's Russia. Who gave a heilige Rashi the right to make up, almost like make up a Rashi Yesh Me'ayin? Ish v'lo, Echad v'lo Shnayim? So Rashi connected the dots. Rashi had called Tarku in front of him. Rashi doesn't need me to say that. Everyone realizes that. Rashi is looking at Rabbi Rebisei Rishita and challenging himself and saying, well, why is he potter b'vasachas? Rabbi Rebisei is the mechayev for Koldu Nefesh. So why is he potter l'chol adeis? The Rashi said Edin doesn't want to go down the root of what he said in Bava Kama, just the Metzias. It must be a din, must be a halacha. What kind of, it must be a drasha. So Rashi doesn't have the audacity to make his own drashas. Rashi says, wait a second. We know such drashas exist. This concept of Echad lo Shnayim, the principle of Shnayim she'asa'uha, that's almost like what Rashi quotes here, Shnayim she'ikahu, that drasha already exists in other places in Shas. Anyone know where? Shabbos. Who comes to the KBC alumni shiur in the morning, Friday morning, right? We spoke about this. Shnayim shasua. There's a Gemara in Masechah Shabbos that says that if two people do a malacha together, say two guys stand by the light switch and they turn on the light exactly at the same time, so they're both potter. Shnayim shasua is potter. So Rashi, Mistama, is learning that just as there's a din of Shnayim shasua for Shabbos, maybe there's such a din in Kol Tarku also. Maybe there's a parallel din in Kol Tarku, Shnayim shasua. And therefore, neither of them can be held responsible. If that is true, what Rashi is saying, that there's a Gzeirah Kosa, again, Rashi and Baba Kama never heard of that Gzeirah Kosa. But the few what Rashi is suggesting in Sanhedrin, that Rashi wrote different times, different things, you know, we're not quite sure. But Rashi, at least in the world of Sanhedrin, is presenting this as a possibility. We can almost take this one step further and say, well, how does that work in Shabbos? What kind of din is that in Hilchos Shabbos called Shnayim Shesu'ah? What kind of halacha is that? Why is Shnayim Shesu'ah potter? So there is a big machlokes acharonim about Shnayim Shesu'ah. What's the mechanics? Why exactly is that potter? So there's a famous bar from the Nesivos. The Nesivos suggests that Shnayim Shesu'ah is just a p'tur from... And you know what? It's only a p'tur from skila. It's a p'tur from kareis. It's a p'tur from korban. But you know what it is? It's an issur d'oraisa. It's an outright issur d'oraisa of Chil Shabbos. If you do malacha together, two guys turn the light together, each one is a full violation of sasaka malacha and love of d'oraisa. But what? But nebuch we can't make you chayef for it. There's no einish for what you did, but there is an issur d'oraisa in what you did. It's almost mashal ma'adav adoyim. Can anyone give me like a mashal where I did something that's issur d'oraisa, but it's something almost lacking what I did? So that's called asur min haTorah without an einish. I just mentioned it a minute ago, 20 minutes ago. Chatzishir. This is almost like a b'yechin zal. Chatzishir. I ate half a kizayis of chametz and beisach, so I violated lo yachol chametz min haTorah. So could one even envision that what the Nesivos is saying, the Shnayim Shesu'ah in Hilchos Shabbos, which we're saying is almost the same as Shnayim Shehargu, almost the same kind of a model, that the reason why your potter, it's almost like potter val also the deraisa, it's basically almost like a din of what? Like what? Like a chati shir type of a halacha. If you think about it, Shnayim Shesu'ah is also a kind of a chatzi shia. It's a different kind of a chatzi shia. It's not a chatzi shia of what? It's a chatzi shia of what? It's almost not a chatzi shia in quantitative of the cheftza that I ate half a kezayis of chaylev, half a kezayis of chametz, or half a kesef of the gas in your kippur. It's a half of a shia of what? Not the cheftza, but the what? But the ma'isa. I did almost like a half a ma'isa. Because the other guy did the other half of the ma'isa. So a ma'isa consists of 100%. If I did 50%, you did 50%, each one of us did basically half a ma'isa. So it's not, it's a different kind of, it's not the same as Zecher Zeh. It's, Zecher Zeh is a half of a neshama. By the time I'm giving the last Zet, so I'm giving a Zet the half of a neshama. So that's the machlokes we do with the Seir and the Rabbanon about it. I'm a chayav misa for killing half a neshama. Over here, it's a whole neshama. The person was in perfectly good shape, and two guys, you know, smacked the guy at the same time. So now they both took a 100% neshama and to a zero neshama, but each one only did 50% of that ma'isa for tzicha. So it's not a mitzvah issue. It's not a mitzvah issue. It's a halacha. It's because it's gzeras hakasav called shnayim shasua. Now again, there's no gemara, to the best of my knowledge, that says shnayim shasua outside of Hilchos Shabbos. But Rashi in Sanhedrin makes this tremendous leap of faith, tremendous jump that. To explain Rabbi Yehuda B'Seira, she didn't get lahalacha. We didn't even follow Rabbi Yehuda B'Seira, but within the world of Rabbi Yehuda B'Seira, the idea of why Shnayim Apturim B'Vasachas is linked to this idea, which is almost like a Chatzis Shia type of idea. So it comes out according to Rabbi Yehuda B'Seira, it's a very very lomdish ritzicha. The guys, depends on how lomdish this ritzicha is, that in both cases, in the case of Zechaz and the case of Vasachas, he didn't really do an entire ritzicha, but for different reasons, there are different chesaronis here. So when the chisaron is in the, we're going to not call it gavra cheftza, okay? When the, they say from Reb Chaim, there's a joke. When is the gavra cheftza? He's dead, okay? So the when take some time for it to sink in. You guys know the Rabbi Ashton story, no? I did Rabbi Ashton. I thought I could turn off again. Okay, so you're like, this is great today. We're going to get some stories on my chest. Okay. So there's a very, very fascinating sheet of Rabbi Rebbeseira Rashi is addressing here, that Rabbi Rebbeseira is looking at Parsha Ritzichas through different eyes, depending on wherein lies the Chisaron. If the Chisaron is in the Cheft of the person's Neshama, so a half a Cheft of Neshama we can kill you for. You can be Chanisa for that. But a half a ma'aser ritzicha that you can get off because chatzis shiur is going to be potter, similar to a shnayim shasua type of halacha. Very, very unique way of reading the sugya Rashi and Sanhedrin. Again, Rashi Rebbe Kama wasn't gave us this whole story. Rashi was misyakas this. He said, this is just a mitzias issue, not halachish. Why don't you take this one step further? If Rashi and Sanhedrin is making reference to this idea of shnayim shasua, it's almost like parallel to the case of Hilchos Shabbos. Is that a good parallel or not? Is that a good equation? Why do you think Rashi Rebbe Kama didn't want to go down? Why did Rashi just say Pashat Metzias? What was wrong with the razzle dazzle lumdus of Rashi and Sanhedrin? So one could argue that, well, who are we to make up new drushas? Like we don't have any precedent to make such a drusha. But is there something else that's bothering us here? Why isn't this similar kind of a drusha? Shnayim Shesu'ua is Potter. In Shabbos, Shnayim Shesu'ua is Potter for Ritzicha.
Because like Rashi in Bavakama is right there, really only was one person, you just don't know who he was.
Rashi Bavakama clearly didn't want to go down the route of Rashi and Sanhedrin. So is there something wrong? So you're saying that the Metzias is, Rashi just didn't want to go down because the Metzias is wrong. But is there something more to it than that? Is there some deficiency in what Rashi and Sanhedrin is saying? Is there something problematic what Rashi and Sanhedrin is offering?
Can you say Bazaz also more than one person? Because even though like
no, but that's what we were giving a lump. This was saying that that's a chisar, not a demise. It's a neshama, so I can buy into that. Is there a tremendous jump here? There's a real, real big leap of faith from the sugya of Shabbos, Shnayim Shesu'ua, and the Shabbos to Ritzicha. This halach that Shnayim Shesu'ua is potter in Shabbos, should you understand this in a vacuum? Or is this almost part of a picture of Hilchos Shabbos? What do I mean by that? Picture of Hilchos Shabbos. So there's a Chai Adam that suggests who's with us for Shabbos, no one's with Shabbos, right? So we learned Melachah Shabbos a couple of years ago, Melachah Shabbos. So there's a Chai Adam that suggests that the din of Shnayim Shesu'ua, we spoke about this on Friday morning, right? What did we say? That Shnayim Shesu'ua is almost part of a, subsumed under another category of Hilchos Shabbos. What's it called? It's almost like a subcategory of Keliyah Chayad. Means we know that in Shabbos, things got to be really, really, really normal. If you start to do things in any shape or form that's off the beaten path, you're going to be potter. It's a lack of lachas machshavas, maybe there are other reasons. So doing things normally is very, very important. You write with your left hand, you're potter. You carry something in your shoe instead of in your pocket, you're potter. Shnayim Shesa'uha may be a type of a Kaliyachayad. Now again, it's not absolute Kaliyachayad, because if it was so super duper absolute Kaliyachayad, then we would be guilty of overkill, then there would be no need for a Pasuk to tell me Shnayim Shesa'uha. The Gemara is a drush about Seisel, Lamayit Shnayim Shesa'uha. If it would be plain and simple Kaliyachayad, I could have figured it out on my own. So, but once the Torah is begala to be this, the Dibbe Shnayim Shesa'uha, then we go back to the drawing board and say, you know, this is very, very similar to Kaliyachayad. Anyone know what Din Nuch HaShabbos would almost push us into that direction? That the real problem with Shnayim Shesa'uha is a Kaliyach Yadik Adin? Does anyone know any detail? Those who don't come to the Friday morning Shurim, even those who do, can also offer. Is there any detail within Hilchas Shnayim Shesa'uha that would lead us to believe that it's very, very much linked to normalcy? Oh, what does it mean? The Gemara said, "Bamed bar memurim." Let's say if two guys walk into the street carrying this pen together, so then they're both potter. But what if two guys carry a heavy couch into the street together? What does it say? And they chayev. Why are they chayev? Why is that? Zein yachov, zein yachov. If each one can't carry on their own, then all of a sudden they become chayev. So according to the chayev, it makes a lot of sense because that's normal. That means the whole yisoid of Shnayim Shesa'uha is rooted in a subcategory related to the cousin of Shelo Kederach. Does that model of Shelo Kederach carry over to Ritzicha? What do you think about that? If I'm Ritzeach a guy, Shelo Kederach, listen, Gevaldik of one, right? I'm a righty, okay? So, Baruch Hashem, I don't know how to shoot a gun with a right hand or my left hand, okay? But I'm a righty. I'm a lamdan. I don't want to be Chayim Misa. So I remember my days back in Yeshiva, they taught me that if you write with your left hand on Shabbos, so you potter. Oh, if I kill someone with my left hand, I'm probably potter also. This guy takes the revolver and shoots it, shoots the gun, with his presses the trigger with his left finger. Oh, Kaliyachayad, Baruch Hashem, Tzolei D'Rabbanan. It's sonus, right? Would anybody, Mr. Alter, in the court of criminal law, would that hold up?
No, it wouldn't. I'm a lefty.
Okay, good. If you killed someone with your nose, would it hold up? Okay, why? Why is that absurd? Why is that ridiculous? Why is it ridiculous to say that Kaliyachayad is going to be a poter by Ritzicha? Yeah, by Ritzicha, the goal is that the guy die. You did a maisa that killed a person. So I don't care what you did it. You did it with the right kavanas, with the right hand, with the right achonis. You went to the mikveh first. What does that do anything? So we're dealing with maisim, we could discuss. Is this called maisim done the normal way, not done the normal way? If you killed somebody, shalai, they maisim klal, let's say, derech korama, kerech sheni, okay, so then that's not really called your maisim, that's a whole nother parasha. But if it's your maisim, just was done, that's not going to be a point there. So maybe that's what was bothering Rashi and Bava Kamma. To invoke the model of Shnayim Shesa'uha v'chus Shabbos, that's a very, 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 very Hilchus Shabbos tikkadin. So that's kind of hard to spill over into Hilchus Ritzicha. Whereas Rashi in Sanhedrin, who does invoke that model, and does, in a sense, compare it to Shnayim Shesu'u v'chus Shabbos, Rashi seems to be siding with the idea that Shnayim Shesu'u is not a Kiliyachayad Dikadin. It's legamri a different halacha, like the Nesivas, like others say. It's a different halacha legamri. It's not even a Kiliyachayad. It's felt in your mice. It's almost like a grommet Dikadin. It's like this is not really your mice because you're sharing the mice with somebody else. It's not really your mice. So again, so you could pilpul a lot with the two Rashis. Rashi and Bava Kamma stays far away from invoking a drosha of Shnayim Shesa'uha. And Rashi then just sticks it right into a group of Mesera. So a lot of those longness of Urim in the 2 days in Rashi may revolve more around what Shnayim Shesa'uha is or is not. And again, whether it makes any sense that it should impact the Ruchas Ritzicha.
Even
though
it's some sort of weapons that need to be
Yeah, the din is has to be kill a hummus, or else I didn't kill the person. If I let's say I take a little tiny, you know, a little toothpick and I give you a tap on the nose, and then tap Reuben on the nose, and all of a sudden Reuben dies 5 minutes later. So I didn't kill him. Yeah, they must have had a heart attack. So that's the din is kill a hummus. So at the end of the day, again, within the world, if you've ever been in Vesera, does this make a difference? At the end of the day, he's potter. At the end of the day, all 10 of them are potter. We don't even say a shtir b'feirish. Im bazech hazeh, achrin chayev, implying obviously the vasach has kulam p'turin. So does it really make much of a difference? So come to Hashem and say, yeah, it makes a huge difference. A huge, huge difference. Give me a difference. Give me a practical difference within the worldview of Rabbi Yudim B'Seir. Give me a practical difference. Whether the potter of the vasach is based on a drasha, was based on any Yodeh Mihar Goy. Can somebody do, I don't want to act it out here, literally, but describe to me in your best words you can, a Vasachas. Who's going to like, you know, you're at the crime scene, and you describe in Vasachas. So we have this image of, you know, 10 guys, each one holding their own club. One guy smack him in the head, one guy's back in the stomach, on the back, everyone's sending him in a different place, all at the same time. That's what Vasachas means. Can somebody give me another scenario of Vasachas? That would be Vasachazah. There's no Tech Deba, right? It's not very cool on Shabbos. So tell me, you know, give me another case of Vasachas. Baruch Hashem, no one here knows, no one's killed anybody, no one should ever kill anybody, you know, guys not holding in this. But try to think yourself back in the, you know, back in the wild, wild west, you know, come on. James Bond movie, come on, guys, come on, use some imagination, yeah.
They all pick up a couch and
yeah, now we're talking, come on, there's some good serious violence here, right? Okay, so the guy's down for the count, right? Guys, this guy tripped, he fell on the floor, and then 10 big guys come in one big club, or one big couch, and they throw it on the guy's head at the same time. Vasachas. What do you think about that? What's the din? So according to Rashi in Baba Kamad of Yud, what's the din? What?
We don't know.
You don't know who killed him? I know exactly who killed him. All 10 of them killed him. They all picked up the couch at the same time. I didn't even think of that couch, by the way. I like that. I was thinking of a club. All right? So we know for a fact. Yodei aviyadei mihar goy. Well, 10 of them killed him in the chayim. Oh, the Kohen did a shtickle tarif in Rashi and said, hey, wait, Tadin, Tad Rasha, there's a Kosov, a Maisa, Gavra, Chepta, something or other, Zadin, Shnaim Shasua's potter. That's Shnaim Shasua. Unless you want to tell me, anybody want to stay away from your heavy couch? You know why? Because it's, maybe Nukh Shabbos would also be chai for the heavy couch, because Zen Yach, Zen Yach, we'll stay away from that. Let's say it's a light club, all right? It's not so big, it's big, okay? But 10 guys come together and they give him one whack and they kill him. So wait a second, not so simple. According to Rashi and Sanhedrin, it's quite possible they will all be potter. You know why? Each one can hide by Shnaim Shasua. So that'll be enough Kamina. So the Rishayim Beferish talk about the Shadow. Ties in Rash, Beferish, Bechag, the Rishayim, what the din's going to be.
Is there a reason that you have separate Rashi as opposed to Rashi in one comma, as you said, the Messias of why the Messiah is one person
over
two? Why
is there a reason that you can't keep fruition?
At the end of the day, like.
But Rashi doesn't even make reference to
the Messiah. Okay, I'm saying, in this context, you're talking about practicality.
I don't know. So if Rashi and Ashugi really was relying on the Zeres Kosov, I couldn't have figured this out in a million years. So who Rashi tells us? It sounds like Rashi is staying clear of this. So Rabbi say, what we began to see unfold is we saw the original Chalik we were saying in the Rabbi. I mean, hopefully we have a lot of work to do because we haven't even talked about this part, which is actually why it made it into Ashugi in the first place. We haven't even touched this part. We've been focusing a lot on the Vasachas, not on the Rabbanan part of Vasachas, the Rebbe Say report, the part we don't even really paskin like. We came up with two different theories based on two different Rashi, spent a lot of time trying to figure out why we should or should not say either reason. And then we just came up with a practical Naf Kamina. But when we say practical, is it only practical in the world of Rebbe Seira? Does any of what we spoke about impact our world? Not sure. Because we paskin like the Rabbanan. And don't forget, the Rabbanan always have in the back of their pocket what? What's Rasha? Kol Nefesh. So we still have work to do within the world of the Rabbanah, whether anything we said the last 20 minutes is relevant. Lamaisa. Hopefully tomorrow we'll pick up on this point, try to let's have a second.